Can't believe it. And it's been a year, almost, no, it's going to be August when we do a year of the podcast, even though the podcast say I started earlier, but my official one is a year. Today, I wanted to talk about storms in our lives. I did this TikTok and YouTube video yesterday talking about storms that hit us in our lives. I guess everybody has got a storm, and the storms usually are maybe financial, partners, marriage, boyfriend, girlfriend, children, parents, as in parents, family, as in your family and your parents, your sisters, your siblings, money. Money is a big one. Career, job, stability, home life, social issues, alcoholism, drug addiction, lots of things. And I found all storms come and disrupt life. And for me, that's what I'm starting to understand is there are storms that will come and disrupt you. And for me, one storm that came to disrupt me was getting fired from a job after losing my dad. That storm really destroyed me. But I survived. I'm here to tell the story. So here's what I've learned about storms. What I've learned about storms is the way we look at storms is going to determine the way we get out of the storm. I think a storm for me, looking at how when I got fired, that storm brought so much sadness, hurt, and almost to a point where I thought, is my life worth it without a job? And after doing a lot of work, internal work, I spoke about healing. I realized that the storm had had a purpose. Without the storm, without getting fired, I would have not been here. I would not have been here doing this podcast. I would probably be obese, be stressed, going through major mental health challenges. So, looking back at that storm, for me, it was the best thing that happened to me. Did it feel like the best thing that happened to me when it happened? No. Storms don't feel like that. I think the takeaway from here is when you experience a storm, the first thing, you're going to feel panicked. You're going to feel angry. You're going to feel sad. You're going to feel all those emotions. Now, it's okay. Stay within those emotions. Feel the humiliation. Feel the sadness. Feel whatever you have. Feel the thing. Once you get over that, for me, it took 4 years. Once you get over that, try and sit down and understand that there's a lesson or a blessing in the storm. It's not there to get you. It's not there to make you feel like there's something wrong with you. It's there to teach you something. And for me, what it taught me was a lot more than the actual event itself, because the actual event happens. It's the reaction towards the event that causes the storm. So my reaction was anger. Why was I angry? Because I felt humiliated. I felt shamed. And where were those emotions coming from? They were coming from a point of mine from the past. And why did this thing have to happen? Because I had to heal my past. I had to heal things in my past that were coming up for me. And they kept on coming back to me. And I believe God was like, these things are not working out for you. Where I'm taking you, you need to let go of the past and focus on the present moment. So I did a whole lot of healing, 3, 4 years of a journey of trying to understand the patterns in my life, why I was making certain choices. So that was the storm that helped me build the life that I'm living now. Now, do you become free? Yes, to some point I've changed a lot, but there's a part of me that still gets held in the past. There's a part of me that still lives in the future. And so I'm teaching myself a lot of things. Now, there are other storms that come, like motherhood. I'm a single mom and motherhood. My goodness me, God has given me a feisty daughter. And my notion of motherhood is my mother's notion of motherhood. And I'm also learning to be a mom. And that has been one of my other storms that I'm like, yo, this is a storm. and I'm not sure what to do, but I know the storm is teaching me something. So sometimes I do the wrong things as a mother. I'm not perfect. And sometimes I think I'm doing the right thing and it's not perfect. But I'm in the middle of a storm. Sometimes I go around the side, but I know that there's something I need to learn about me as a mother in this way. My third storm is financial. And I've never had a financial storm till now, the last 3 years. I've had good savings. But actually, I'm lying. I've never had a financial storm. I think I have a financial storm. That's my mind saying you've got a financial storm because, okay, the revenue I've been getting is not my expectation. And so there's a little thing going. But when I think about it, I think there's a fear-based storm that is not based on truth. I'm like, okay, why am I in the storm? Is it a storm of my own making? And I think so. I'm thinking, actually, I'm still living in the same house that I lived in 10 years ago, 8 years ago. I still have food. I still have a car that's paid off. I still have a lot of material stuff, but I have peace. I have peace of mind. So where's the storm coming from? That's another thing. Where's the storm coming from? So something, an event happens. So let's say I got fired. That's an event. That is not the storm. The storm is the reaction to the event. It's the after of the event. It's like, yo, I got fired. Or, yo, I got divorced. Or, yo, I had a miscarriage. Or, yo, I lost somebody. That is an event. Now, there's no one who's saying you can't have an emotional reaction to an event. You should cry. You should have the grief. But the prolonged suffering is the storm. The prolonged suffering is the storm. So me, I had a prolonged suffering after the event. The event was this. I got fired. The suffering was prolonged. I should have said, okay, it happened. Make peace with it. No, I didn't. It took me 4 years. Even yesterday, something happened to me and I was so irritated. The event happened yesterday, but the storm is still going. So I wanted to say, you know, some storms are just a reaction, a prolonged emotional reaction because there's something in your mind that has not made peace with it. So financial is something else that is a storm in your mind that says, I have a financial challenge. Now, let me tell you, the storm itself, the event is the event. You cannot stop the event happening. But what you can do is react differently to the event. In the middle, when the wound is sore and it's painful, it's hard to heal it. But watch how our even own bodies heal an event. Let's say I had a gesture. Watch the blood go. It's painful. It's painful maybe for about a week or two. And then afterwards, let's say you don't go, you just put Vaseline or stuff. Afterwards, watch how the body itself heals and then the pain is no longer there. It's the same as the event. When the event happens, if it's a big one, it takes time to heal from it. If it's a small one, well, it doesn't take time. But every event requires this. Every event, the storm. But once the storm, once you've processed the feelings, once you've gone over what happened, why it shouldn't have happened, you've processed it, move on. Move on to go, okay, what did this teach me? What am I learning from? My emotions, not the event. My emotions. What happened? It happened. I got fired. What happened after that? I felt humiliated. I felt this. I felt this. Where did those emotions come from? They came from a past. They came from a point of view where my my mind and body remembered the same thing that had happened to me when I was young, when I was at 9, but I didn't do anything for them. And every time something happened that I needed to deal with, I just stuff it with food and forget it. This event that happened of the firing did not want me to just let it go. It wanted me to deal with it. It wanted me to look and say, hello, look at what happened. Look at your reaction to this thing and look at why you are the patterns in your life keep on coming. And guess what I've learned about that? It was not even the event. I had to learn certain things. One, I'm a chronic people pleaser. Chronic. And so without saying that storm brought me, then I'm aware I'm a chronic people pleaser. And I've had to learn to say no, even when it's hard. I'm a chronic people pleaser. I'm so kind to everybody except myself. Now, without that event, I would not have known that. That everybody comes to me to ask for favors. I never ask for favors from anybody else, but they will come. Now, what is that telling me? That I take my energy outside, outwardly, instead of myself. That's two. Three, I don't value myself. And like I used to do work for people and I would earn this much for that, a lot of quality thinking. So what happened is the event happened, the reaction happened, and the lesson happened. So when a storm happens, the storm, the reaction, the event, the storm, which is the reaction, then the lesson. Focus on the lesson. How did I react and what is it telling me that I need to know about myself? And that's what I'm learning over and over, that life is happening for us. We're here to learn. We're here to understand how God has made us. And for me, I'm learning through everything that there is a lesson that I need to learn, or a blessing. If you look at life that way, there's a lesson and a blessing on a learning. Even now, I do feel anxious. And I'll ask myself, what am I anxious about? Because anxiety, fear, depression, all those low energy vibrations are not God's vibrations. They are man-made. They are manufactured by the mind and not God's vibrations. And so I'm learning that when there's anxiety, I'm in the future thinking of an outcome that is not positive. If I'm sad, I'm in the past thinking about an event that happened that I didn't heal. So when you are facing storms, the storm is not the event itself. The event is gone. The storm is about how do I react to the event. What am I learning from it? And what is the lesson or blessing from it? And so let me go from there and understand what I need to do. Mwah.